The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank & Trust. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank & Trust has been a stable and reliable banking partner in our community. Now in our third generation of family ownership, we strive daily to honor the legacy and traditions created by our founder, Mr. Lap Maxey, by providing outstanding service to our customers and the community. While other banks have changed names, consolidated, closed branches, and scaled back services, Citizens Bank & Trust has continued to expand and grow. We have offices throughout Polk County with additional locations in Dade City, Valrico, and our newest office in Plant City. Whether you prefer to bank in person, online, or on the go, our dedicated team of banking professionals is here to help. I invite you to visit citizens-bank.com to find the office nearest you. At Citizens Bank & Trust, we are proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Investment advisory products and services not FDIC insured, not a deposit, not guaranteed, may lose value.
This is Sarah Beth Wyatt, and I will be your guest podcast host today, filling in for Bree. Today, I have with me Dr. Angela Garcia Falconetti, president of Polk State College. We'll talk about her background, how she came to Winter Haven, what's on the horizon for Polk State College, and even hear some fun facts about Angela. Well, Angela, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. I'm excited, A, to get to know you a little bit better, but for all of our listeners to get to know you a little bit better as well. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, Sarah Beth, and thank you for hosting me.
Absolutely. Occasionally they give me the mic to host. It's not very often, but it's always exciting when they do. So why don't we start by, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for being interested. I'd love to share a little bit about my family to begin with. You know, my parents came here from Cuba when they were children. My father came through Miami at about, 10 years old. His father drove him to the airport. He didn't know he was going to the United States and said, used to call him Sonny, said, Sonny, if we never see you again, just know that we love you, but you're going to the United States to have a better life. To be free, really. And we hope, and our goal is to meet you there. My mother came in through Spain, left Cuba with my grandmother and her sister, and they went through the Bronx. There's a reason I'm telling you all this. We're going to get there. Spain and then New York through Ellis Island, lived in the Bronx, made enough money. My grandmother's a seamstress to get my grandfather out of Cuba, and he met him there in the Bronx. And they had good friends who lived in Jacksonville, same as my other grandparents on my other side, my father's side. And they, both sides of family moved to Jacksonville, Florida, and that's where I was born and raised. Spanish is my first language. And the reason I share all that with you, Sarah Beth, is not really to go into too much of my familial background, but because I have pursued my career because it's been driven by service, quite frankly. I was fortunate enough, unlike many of our students at Polk State College, to be raised with a family who loved me very much, but a family who came here and looked at me and said, you have the opportunity to make something of yourself. And it's not just because, I've been in this career to try to climb a ladder. It's because I have wanted to help students have the opportunity, much like my family did when they came here, to pursue a higher level of education. So as you know, I'm very dedicated to education, and I'm honored to serve as the president of Polk State College. And so I have pursued my career, as you and I were talking about just the other day, Sarah Beth, dedicated to not only higher education. I started working at the University of North Florida as an academic advisor and then moved up eventually as an associate vice president for student affairs, and then received an opportunity to pursue a postdoctoral fellowship with the University of Texas at Austin. Really had my heart in community college education. So once I completed my doctorate, I moved to UT Austin with my husband. And from there, we moved to pursue a second postdoc, which was kind of crazy, but I say that's when I lost my mind, the second one. That was at the U.S. Department of Education. I had the opportunity to serve as special assistant to the nation's first deputy assistant secretary for community colleges, and then the rest is history. I mean, I moved to Daytona State College, served as a dean, eventually a vice president of institutional effectiveness, and then had an opportunity to be at Virginia Western Community College in Roanoke, Virginia, spent 5.5 years there as another vice president, so reported to two different presidents, different states, and then moved here, applied for the job, just thought, you know, not many people, if you look at the statistics, become a president on their first try, but I'm very grateful to the board that hired me, and I just knew that this is where I was supposed to be. So I'm honored to be here and have, again, pursued the career going back full circle to my background and my family, because I have a passion for helping the students who wouldn't have had an opportunity otherwise to pursue an education to better themselves.
Awesome. So you talked a little bit about how you got to Winter Haven, so
yes,
for the Polk State College president's position. So what made you interested in the Winter Haven area? You know, there are community colleges everywhere. Not very many president positions opened all the time, but, you know, why choose to apply for a Winter Haven or a Polk County campus as opposed to Washington State or somewhere else?
Right. And you're right about that, because, you know, like most of us, if we're successful and, you know, we're in it for the right reasons, that's my rendition of career pursuits. You know, we have doors that open, and I was very blessed. But, you know, this position in particular, Sarah Beth, one of the things that really excited me is the growth that is coming to the county. You know, like I said, I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, and Jacksonville's pretty landlocked at this point in time, but it's grown so much. When I was young, there was barely anything there, and I see the same potential here in Polk County. Winter Haven in particular, you know, we have two main campuses. One on our Winter Haven campus is our Winter Haven campus, excuse me. The second one is our Lakeland campus, and my home, our home, my husband Rob, my daughter Sophia, who's 11 and a half years old, our home is here in Winter Haven. So, you know, why Winter Haven? Why Polk State? First of all, it was the right fit for me, for my family. Second of all, Polk State College currently has and had, when I was hired, an amazing district board of trustees. And you know very well, given
yes,
what you do for our county as school board chair, that the board can really make or break an experience for a president or a superintendent. So great board members, not just saying that because they're my bosses, but it's true. And the college has a sense of family about it. And so I've always wanted to be at a location in which I could help shape the lives, be, you know, hopefully a light, a guide for our employees and our students. And yet the growth, you know, the potential for additional workforce partnerships and programs and need to serve this community, it's just, we're going to see amazing growth in this county, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Awesome. So what do you enjoy doing in your free time? I know you don't have a ton of it, but when you do get a break, what do you like to do?
I was going to say, free time, what's that? Well, quite frankly, you know, the most important thing in my life is my family. And then I have dear friends that are like family to me. But spending time with my husband, Rob, spending time with Sophia, I mentioned she's our 11-and-a-half-year-old, and our little puppy, Rosie, the three of us just have a great time. So in my free time, that's my favorite thing to do. Besides that, if I have free time, I try to work out. Try. It has not worked out very well. Last year was a wash, but I'm trying again. And so I do want to give a little shout out for Laws of Fitness downtown Winter Haven. I just signed up for the gym there,
yes,
and Chris Law and team have been very good to me. So I'm trying to get on a schedule. How's that?
Sounds good. Awesome. So you, what are some fun facts about you?
Well, not many people know this about me, but when I was younger, so I have a degree, my undergraduate degree is from New York University in communications, but as I was studying at NYU on the side, I used to teach tap dancing professionally in New York.
Man.
So at Broadway Dance Center, I know.
And wow.
Then, yes, and I then I used to teach
that.
The Rockettes on the side. I did not choreograph for the Rockettes, but I'd go to Radio City and train them, which was a lot of fun. When I was a kid, child,
so cool.
I used to surf.
All right,
I know,
man.
Right? Yeah, being born and raised.
Very athletic.
Yes, I used to be. So, you know, that those are the main things. And by the way, now I love, I'm trying to work out like I mentioned, but love Zumba.
There you go.
Kind of matches the dance and then, you know, the background of just trying to be athletic and being outdoors when I was younger.
Absolutely. Well, I, you know, you learn new things about your boss every day.
Exactly.
But I can't wait. Maybe we'll have to have you bring out some tap shoes at our next board
that.
Meeting. So you've been president of Polk State College for almost 6 years now.
That's right.
It'll be 6 in July, I think, is what you said. So
that's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about Polk State, but also about what being the president means of an institution of that size?
Well, it's a great question. First of all, Polk State is my love, as you know, and I love Polk County. Now I like to say, even though I was born and raised in Jacksonville, that Polk State is my home, as is Polk County. Well, we are on the credit side, so, you know, we offer a Court Associate of Science, Associate of Arts, and also baccalaureate, six baccalaureate degrees. We're at about 13,000 students strong this year. And the courses that we like to say are non-credit, I always feel a little awkward saying non-credit because I feel like the students should pay non-tuition, but it is, it's actually short-term training.
I'm
that
sure
leads.
They would appreciate
I know,
that.
Yeah, but we're not announcing that today, by the way, or maybe ever, because we do have programs and scholarship programs in the non-credit area, though, being a little facetious. Mm-hmm. However, those courses that are short-term that lead to a national industry-recognized credential, we have about 9,000 students. So, you know, you do the math, we have over 20,000 students at Polk State. We're strong. And, you know, being the president is multifaceted. So if you look at my calendar, in fact, my right hand, Christine Lee, I'm giving a shout out for her today, too, says that my calendar is like putting a size 12 leg into a size 2 pant. And so it's true. It's because it's not because I'd like to say I am important for this county because of the role that I have. But it's not because I'm here saying, oh, I'm so important. It's just there's so many things that happen throughout the day. So, you know, ranging from financial matters to public matters to the legislative session and advocating for our college to working with our foundation and our foundation board to meeting with our faculty and making sure all the programming is in place and that we have very strong accredited programs to meeting with community members to serving on amazing boards like the Winter Haven Chamber. I have the honor of serving as chair and serving alongside you, Sarah Beth. So it's a robust responsibility. And then, of course, number one and most important to me are our students. So I want to make sure that they have great services and our student services. And, of course, that we are supporting them throughout their time with us with scholarships and any kind of financial aid that we can provide. So it's fun. You know, I bounce around a lot from matter to, you know, talking to a member of the legislature, to answering a call from our chancellor to meeting with a student. And so I love my job. I'm very blessed. It's not a job. It's a service.
Well, I also would like to give a shout out to Christine because she, I don't know how she manages it, but she always finds a way to make sure that I can get a phone call in.
Oh, so, please. I'm always here for you and everyone else.
Yes, she's a rock star.
Yes,
so we
thank
appreciate
you.
All that she does.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring season 5 of our podcast. From stopping a heart attack in its tracks to treating a stroke at the first sign of symptoms, Advent Health is ready for every emergency. And with various locations around Polk County, Advent Health makes it convenient to access award-winning emergency care 24/7. So when minutes matter most, you never have to delay getting the care that can save you or your loved one's life. To find an Advent Health ER near you, visit theerexperts.com.
So what's your favorite part of your job?
Being with the students. I love the faculty. We have amazing faculty members. I love the employees. But being with the students, you know, being able to see a student's life that changes, especially when they might not have had the opportunity to be with us or they have a really life-challenging situation, but they make it through. It's just remarkable. I would like to share that my favorite moment as president was my first commencement ceremony that I presided over. It was a dream come true to see the students so excited, their family members, their guardians, their friends, and to see them walk across the stage and complete. I mean, that's what it's about, that they can walk away with a degree that raises their level of economic standing for their families and for themselves. And so, you know, to add to that would be for our county, for our Winter Haven, and beyond.
Absolutely. Yeah, Polk State has a huge economic impact when you look at all of the lives that they change with their degree programs and even some of their non-degree classes. Just those skills really do change the people in our communities for the better.
Yes.
So you've been appointed to some pretty cool boards over
the past few
years and get to represent Polk County at a higher level. Can you tell us about some of those?
Well, thank you for asking. So Governor DeSantis appointed me to the Education Commission of the States, which is, of course, a national policymaking body. And I am one of 7 commissioners represented throughout different portions of our state, but I am the only representative of higher education or education as a whole. So ranging from our universities to our state colleges to K-12, with the addition, I said only president is what I meant to say. Let me clarify, because I have the honor of serving alongside the senior chancellor of our Florida Department of Education, Henry Mack, as a United States commissioner now. So, it really provides an opportunity for our county to shine, but also for me to, through my role, bring resources back not only to our county, but also to the Florida college system as a whole. And so I'm very excited about that opportunity. Last year, I had the honor of serving as the chair of the Council of Presidents for the 28 colleges, and that was also a remarkable opportunity to get to know my colleagues, our colleagues across the state, the other presidents, the 27 presidents, and to work with different members of the legislature outside of the Polk County delegation, although a shout out, our delegation's the best, naturally. However, that was a great opportunity also to help shape policy for the state. And the other board that I've been appointed to by Governor DeSantis is the Department of Juvenile Justice Advisory Group. And I'm honored to currently lead a committee to help shape a strategic plan for the Department of Juvenile Justice. And the committee will focus on leadership and talent development within the Department of Juvenile Justice. So the Secretary of Juvenile Justice is a colleague and a friend. He was formerly the senior chancellor of the Florida Department of Education, and Governor DeSantis asked him to move over to be the secretary. And so Dr. Eric Call is his name, and I'm honored to serve alongside him. He is stellar and is doing an excellent job for our state as secretary. That's an amazing mission that the department has, and it's critical because we want to make sure, you know, anytime we get involved in these efforts that we're working collectively to provide hope to the students. I mean, I always believe that the most dangerous individual is the individual that doesn't have hope. And so these students who get caught in that cycle of being incarcerated, we want to reduce that recidivation rate, and sometimes providing them with the opportunity to pursue an education, whether it's to finish their high school diploma or whether it's to move on and just take some short-term training and try to refocus them, is really the opportunity that we have ahead as a team.
That's awesome. Well, we are very excited for Polk County. I feel like Polk County's on the map with some of your appointments.
And yours too.
But to be representing not just Polk State, but also the community at large, we are very proud to have you.
Thank you.
From our neck of the woods.
So much. Thank you.
So what exciting things are coming up for Polk State College?
So many. Let me just start there, but I'll just name a few. First of all, we're in the strategic planning process. Many people may not think that's fun, but I do think it's exciting. And so we're going to have, by January of 2023, a new strategic plan that will look forward for the next 5 years. So we conducted numerous community forums last spring semester, so spring of 2022. And we've done a lot of internal work and development. We just held a college-wide strategic planning summit last week, and so very excited about the development of the plan. And it's not just the plan, it's that's going to be our roadmap. Embedded within that plan, a major priority for our college is to build a facility in Haines City, Davenport. So last year, thanks to the Polk County delegation and, of course, ultimately Governor DeSantis, we were appropriated $13.8 million to do the site work on the property that we've owned for 11 years prior to my tenure. And so our goal is to continue to serve the entire county, but to serve the fastest growing area in our county with regards to having an actual physical footprint there. Right now, we're fortunate to be able to provide Associate of Arts degree classes at Ridge Community High, but we want to make sure that we continue to expand our presence there. So those are two very exciting things. I could go on, but I'm going to leave it right there because I hope that if the community hears, we are going to need about $30 million to build a two-story building there. And that's our personal estimate at the college. We don't have the construction costs yet, hard numbers, but that's our estimate. And so we have 13.8, so we look forward to finding the rest of the money somewhere.
Somewhere. So
yeah,
if there's
a rainbow somewhere,
there's any donors listening that, you know, maybe want a building named
yes,
after them at the new campus, want the new campus
yes,
named after them.
A classroom, whatever it may be.
30 million can go a
yes,
long way.
Exactly.
But awesome. Well, we're excited for all that's to come for Polk State. I know that's a long time coming in that Haines City, Davenport area. It's always amazing to me how many more students are up in that area.
Yes.
As just opposed to 5 or 10 years ago, that it really is booming up there. So I know that'll relieve some pressure on some of your other campuses, but also give so many more opportunities for additional classes and offerings and students that just couldn't get to Winter Haven or to Lakeland.
That's true.
So we're really excited for what that's to hold for Polk State. So is there anything else that we should know about Angela before we wrap up this podcast?
Well, I just want everyone listening to know that I really do love this county. I'm grateful for the individuals who have been supportive, not only of our institution, but also of me. Since I started my tenure, you know, you're only as good as the people who are around you. And so I do want to give a shout out to the president's staff at Polk State and all of our employees and our faculty who do such a great job, but also our community members, Sarah Beth, like you, having the opportunity to serve on boards and to serve as chair, such as the Winter Haven Chamber, Polk Vision, the Central Florida Development Council. I just feel so blessed that there have been people who have gone out of their way to make sure that my family and I thrive here. And, you know, it's the old adage that it's lonely at the top. It is. But when you have good people around you, it makes the journey much more much more pleasurable. And I just want to say that I love our county. I'm so blessed to be here, and I'm grateful to you for this opportunity today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming and chatting with us. We are excited to see all that's coming for Polk State College and for you in Polk County. So thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
The Low Payment Kings, powered by the Maholic Auto Group, is proud to be sponsoring Season 5 of the Winter Haven Chamber podcast. Hello, I'm Alex Maholic. The Maholic Auto Group is a family-owned and operated business, first founded in 1966 in Michigan by Ralph Maholic Sr. The family opened Winter Haven Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in 1991 and continue to expand in Polk County. We are now running three additional dealerships, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at Posner Park, Lake Wales, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven. Not only are the Low Payment King teams dedicated to finding you the perfect vehicle, we are also focused on building strong relationships within the community and treating our vehicle buyers like family.
We'd like to say thank you to Dr. Falconetti of Polk State College for joining us today.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.